Well, this morning, we're starting a new series for our morning sermons series based on what I spoke at the Wessex Conference, Spring Road, Southampton, a couple of months ago, about persecution, persecution in the West, and I've entitled it The New Normal, question mark, or really, no question mark, I think it's now a proven fact. So we need to have our thinking caps on and work out the age we're in, and work out the people that you and I are meeting with. And do it with an open Bible. You want to understand things? You want to understand people? You want to understand human hearts? Understand your own heart? Bible. So, we read Psalm 36. I've just wanted to read a couple of verses again from it. Where we learn that the wicked, there is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity. And when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. And that verse about when they find their iniquity and when they hate. In other words, when what they are in their hearts, it all comes out. It's pretty plain to see, and it's plain really actually to them. It's plain to everybody who's watching them. There's iniquity, there's crookedness, there's perversity. And there's hate. They hate. But we learn they flatter themselves, right? They look at all of that and they justify it. They say, no, that's okay. I'm okay to say this. I'm okay to do this because I'm basically a good person. Or I'm on the side of right and I'm kind of entitled to say this because I am. And so with our Bible open there, thinking about the persecution, the new normal. Well, just over these weeks as well, we'll just have a little look at some things that people are saying out there, saying about us, actually, saying it about us, saying about me, if you're a believer, they're saying it actually about you, but certainly interesting. Okay, here's your start of a 10 question, right? America, so we're traveling over there. Universities, Ivy League, one of the top American universities. Any suggestions for this, please? Sorry, where was that voice? Mr. Street. And you're right. Harvard. Harvard University. Well, the other day, their Faculty of Arts and Sciences, I'm going to read you, see, from this, because it gets a bit complicated, all this, I've got to get it right. Their Faculty of Arts and Sciences hosted an event, and it is Diversity Conference, a Decade of Dialogue. Decade of Dialogue. Now, what's dialogue? That means you talk to each other, right? You engage with each other. You speak to somebody, you listen to them, you speak back to them, you listen to them. That's dialogue, okay? And we're not always brilliant at that, but that's what that's about. So Harvard University, one of the top universities in America. Why? One of the top universities in the world. Here it is. And they've got, as their keynote speaker, a Mr. Tim Wise. Mr. Tim Wise, okay, the first name. All right, with that one there, Wise, I'd be hopeful. Well, not so hopeful. Because this man, who is a self-styled activist, right? So busy saying stuff here and saying stuff there. And he's spoken at more than 600 kind of colleges and university events. And he goes and speaks to police forces and governments and people about making sure that in your heart, your horrible prejudices and all that stuff that's going on there, which is conditioning us, that you get on top of it. That you don't let it out. So he, back in 2015, said this on Facebook, Tim Wise, okay, keynote speaker, Harvard University, just the other day, talking about dialogue. And this is his response to something that had caught his eye in the news. Pardon the Americanisms, and I'm going to have to, just on a couple of occasions, find something a little kinder and better by use of language. There's some very off language in here. But anyway, here we go. He says in his Facebook, and this was a public domain, teaches about diversity and check what's in your heart. Okay. This is America. Okay. So it's America. People basing their beliefs on the fable of Noah and the Ark or their interpretation of Sodom and Gomorrah rather than science or logic. If you're basing your morality on a fairy tale written thousands of years ago, you deserve to be locked up. Detained for your utter inability to deal with reality, No, capital letters, we're not obligated to indulge your irrationality in the name of your religious freedom, but we will provide you a very comfortable room against which walls you may hurl yourself hourly if you choose. Knock yourself out, seriously, knock yourself out completely, 4 weeks at a time. I'm sort of kidding, but not by much. I don't believe lunatics like this should be locked up, but I do think they have to be politically destroyed, utterly rendered helpless to the cause of pluralism and democracy. The world is not theirs. They have no right to impose their ideas on others. They can either change or shut up or practice their special brand of crazy in their homes or go away. Their choice. And this argument applies to any fundamentalist, religionist of any faith who thinks they have a right to impose their beliefs on a secular, pluralistic society. Go away. Right? There you go. He's still here. Good. Well, that's Mr. Tim Wise, who specialises in dialogue and listening to people and interacting, who specialises in getting you and I to have a look at our privileges within and kind of people that we are. He got caught out before, apparently, mouthing off a bit, and he promised he would do better. Now, I don't know whether this Wise is the pre-that Wise or post-that Wise, but still got room for improvement there. Do you know the definition of bigotry? It is intolerance and obstinate adherence to a particular creed. Well, I can't get him out of jail on that one. The man's a bigot. The man's an extremist. He lectures at Harvard University, and he goes and talks to police forces about you listen to what's in your heart. That is pure, pure hypocrisy. We take up the Bible. Do we need an explanation? Well, here it is, dear friends. He flatters himself in his own eyes, doesn't he? He thinks he's the man to tell you and me who we are. He thinks he's it. He doesn't know how much he gets paid for doing it. I think he gets paid a pretty penny. And then when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates, we just found out his iniquity. Boy, did we just find out his hate. Oh, just brimful. I don't know how he wrote it when he said it. I tried to do him justice. I imagine it came out a little worse than I gave it. But that's what happens when you have no fear of God in your eyes. Next week, we're going to have a bit of rugby, actually. I'm going into the land of rugby. Mr. Clift will know where I'm taking that one there. But a rugby player said that religious fundamentalism is the high road to killing. It's going to lead to people violence. It's the high road to violence. Well, sorry, what I just read sounds like the high road to violence. You get the horrible feeling that if we don't go away and bash our heads against a wall, he might like actually to be the fellow to do it for us there. We've got to be alert and vigilant. That's the day we're in. That's a big name in America. I checked him up. He is quite big in America, and he harbors those attitudes, and he probably stands and lectures and gains quite a big fee for doing it, promising that he's the man to tell you your prejudices, tell you your phobias, your bigotries. And that's what he's capable of. It's there. It's out there in the public domain. That's our world. And we've had, just in this last week, haven't we there, the Extinction Rebellion, and you hear about the Resistance. Well, dear friends, that needs to be us. Actually, that needs to be us. We need to be the rebellion. Because listen to what he says. He wants us out of town. Go away. He wants us shut down, politically destroyed, utterly rendered helpless to the cause of pluralism and democracy. The world is not theirs. Sorry. We have to. He's in America. But we beg to differ. And you need to beg to differ as well. And you need the courage to open your Bible and read such people as this in the light of biblical truth. Don't take him at his word. That's who he is. That's the man. Don't take the flowery word, all his impassioned speeches and everything else. Read his heart. Get hold of the man who he really is. You be wise. You be wiser than wise. This Wise, I don't think he's particularly wise at all. But we need to be able to stand against that kind of rhetoric and those kinds of people and still be standing at the end. You'll have met people like that, or you'll have come across people like that, or you soon will. We need to be the resistance. We need to be the Extinction Rebellion. No, we're not going down. We're standing for Christ. I hope you might think you. We're going to stand for Christ. We're going to represent Something much, much better than that. I mean, if that's in our hearts, well, that's not the way we proceed. But we're not ignorant, not foolish, and we're not pushovers either. So we're thinking about persecution, and I say I've whetted your appetite there, and rugby does it for you, doesn't really do it for me, to be honest. But nevertheless, rugby it is next week. We're going to just have a little look what's been going on in the world of the Rugby Football Union. Well, let's sing a hymn, raise our thoughts to better and higher things. We will have better and higher things. The head that once was crowned with thorns, 253. 253.